Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Student loan forgiveness.
It's hard to start a family when you're in so much debt.
Florida's political showdown.
This is the most consequential race in the history of our state.
Ukraine marks independence during wartime.
President Zelensky stressed defiance.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. As student loan debt weighs on millions of Americans, new action from the White House could provide some relief. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
President Biden is expected to announce today that the government will forgive up to $10,000 in federal student loan debt for Americans who make less than about $125,000 a year. Americans like Dara Zucker. Dara borrowed $40,000 to get her degree. She's been making payments since she graduated in 2016, but with all that interest, she's barely made a dent.
I think it is predatory of colleges and schools to go after kids who may not have ever had any understanding of how finances work.
But some Democrats in battleground states and many Republicans warn of unintended consequences.
I worry that we say to colleges, charge whatever you want, we're going to forgive the loan.
Canceling student debt would also be grossly unfair to the Americans who worked hard for years to pay off their loans.
CBS's Scott McFarland tells us primary results in New York settle a battle between Democratic incumbents, and in Florida, they set the stage for a November showdown for governor.
We can make history, and we will shock the world.
Democrats are putting their bets on Charlie Crist, a man who served as a Republican governor before switching sides a decade ago.
Governor DeSantis only cares about the White House. He doesn't care about your house.
They're hoping he can take on Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis, leading up to a potential 2024 presidential run.
Florida will be the vanguard of freedom in this country.
Meantime, a former Orlando police chief appears set for a fight for the Florida U.S. Senate seat, now occupied by Republican Marco Rubio.
The president was
Congresswoman Val Demings has won that Democratic nomination. In New York, Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler defeated Oversight Committee Chair Carolyn Maloney, which the party says is a major loss of a powerhouse Democrat due to a newly redrawn congressional district.
President Biden has just announced $3 billion in additional U.S. military aid for Ukraine. In the capital, Kyiv, an air raid siren today marked the country's Independence Day and 6 months of war with Russia. CBS's Deborah Patta.
It is Ukraine's signature brand, defiance, not fear, which is how they've chosen to face this uneasy day. Very different from last year's celebrations, the country's wartime president has long swapped his suit for military fatigues. He set the tone when he raised the familiar yellow and blue flag, boldly proclaiming it would once again fly over the whole country, including Crimea. But it is a day fraught with danger amid fears Russia will spoil the party by ramping up attacks.
The U.S. military says it carried out airstrikes in eastern Syria, targeting areas used by militias that are backed by Iran. A new intelligence bulletin obtained by CBS News warns of possible copycat racial attacks after the wide dissemination of 700 pages written by the accused gunman in the Buffalo supermarket attack. In Atlanta, no charges will be filed against two white police officers who shot and killed a black man during a confrontation at a fast food drive-thru in 2020. Pete Skandalakis was the special prosecutor in the case.
Brosnan and Rolfe committed no crimes. Both acted as reasonable officers would under the facts and circumstances of the events of that night.
He says Rayshard Brooks grabbed a police taser during the arrest attempt. A former Louisville police detective who helped falsify the warrant that led to the deadly raid on Breonna Taylor's apartment pleaded guilty to federal conspiracy charges. Kelly Goodlett faces up to 5 years in prison. Striking teachers walk a picket line in Columbus, Ohio.
Come on board, negotiate!
It's the first day of classes and students are beginning the year learning remotely.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
There are new indications about the concern that was raised about government documents months before the search of former President Trump's Florida estate. CBS's Robert Costa.
A newly revealed letter from the National Archives to Donald Trump's legal team details the alarm inside the federal agency about Trump's possession of highly classified material. Specifically among the boxes Trump took with him to his Mar-a-Lago estate were over 100 documents with classification markings comprising more than 700 pages, some up to top secret.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor DUI charge in California. He'll work 8 hours in a court-sponsored program and as part of his probation will take a 3-month driver class. New threats warn the IRS is targeting middle-income taxpayers, despite government statements to the contrary. As CBS's Steve Futterman tells us, there's now a safety review.
The threats come after $80 million in new funding for the agency was signed into law last week. The money designed, among other things, to beef up compliance. That has prompted some Republican critics of the funding to go on the attack. The head of the IRS calls the threats concerning. There will be upgraded security at some IRS facilities.
A 4-day search in Utah's Zion National Park has ended with the discovery of the body of a 29-year-old hiker who was swept away during flooding. In the Dallas area, Gene Anulak is among flood victims now assessing damage.
Hopefully the insurance we have can help rebuild this place. I had some photos, memories of my high school years, and it kind of got soaked up.
Kentucky's governor is calling on lawmakers there to hold a special session to take up a relief package for eastern parts of that state damaged by flooding last month. In North Florida, 5 dogs attacked and killed a 61-year-old U.S. Postal Service carrier after her truck broke down. Joseph Wells of the Putnam County Sheriff's Office is investigating.
There's a specific Florida statute that deals with someone that doesn't exercise due caution when it comes to an animal that they knew or should have known could have posed a danger.
The dogs were later found inside a fence at a nearby home.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
30 years ago, Hurricane Andrew pounded Florida.
Category 5 Hurricane Andrew had come and gone by the time CBS Evening News anchor Dan Rather went on the air that night from South Florida.
Too soon to total up the immense damage, but you can bet it will be in the many billions.
$26 billion to be exact. At that time, the most expensive natural disaster in U.S. history. Some 49,000 homes destroyed and 108,000 damaged, mostly in and near Homestead, Florida.
We have nothing. Nothing at all. It's totally took everything.
Hurricane Andrew led to stronger building codes and much-needed improvements in local and federal disaster response. Peter King, CBS News.
Finland's 36-year-old prime minister has apologized after the publication of a photo that showed two women kissing and posing topless at her official summer residence. The photo came out after a video that showed Prime Minister Sanna Marin dancing and singing with friends. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.